With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump has toured some of the devastation today in the southeastern United States in the wake of Hurricane Helene.
We're here today to stand in complete solidarity with the people of Georgia and with all of those suffering in the terrible aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
And Mr. Trump says he stands with those who are suffering.
Our hearts are with you, and we are going to be with you as long as you need it. It's called an hour of need. You're in our prayers.
The death count in six states climbing, now at 132, but officials say sadly the number will likely climb. In the meantime, groups, organizations, and individuals from all across America working to assist the tens of thousands of people who are homeless and stranded, many without food and water. Also at SRNNews.com, the Pentagon sending, quote, a few thousand troops to the Middle East to bolster security and defend Israel if necessary. That follows word the Israelis are already launching limited raids across the border into Lebanon.
Israel, over the past 2 weeks or so, has killed virtually all of Hezbollah's top leaders. That was capped by this massive airstrike over the weekend that killed Hassan Nasrallah, the man who has led Hezbollah for the past three decades. The question now is whether Israel is going to carry out a ground offensive in Lebanon. Israeli military officials say no decision's been made, but that they are prepared if they do get the order.
A Georgia judge striking down the state's abortion law, which took effect in 2022 and effectively prohibited abortions beyond 6 weeks of pregnancy, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney wrote, "Liberty in Georgia includes in its meaning, in its protections, and in its bundle rights, the power of a woman to control her own body." This is SRN News. Well, America remains a religiously divided nation.
The Public Religion Research Institute has made a survey of faith all across the country, down to the county level. And what it reveals is what you might expect. The counties with the highest concentrations of white evangelical Protestants are all in the South, states like Alabama and Mississippi. By contrast, the counties where people are most likely to be atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion are in New England or the far West. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has given overwhelming approval to the first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. Now, this measure needs to pass two more readings in the Duma before being sent to the upper house and then to President Vladimir Putin, follows a series of other laws designed to curb LGBT agenda in Russia. This is SRN News. A huge business deal.
In a deal years in the making, DirecTV is buying Dish along with Sling TV from EchoStar. The satellite company has been looking for ways to compete, and the deal reflects how dominant streaming services have become for video delivery. Two decades ago, the FCC blocked a prospective merger, citing antitrust concerns over what would have been an $18.6 billion deal. Now, DirecTV is acquiring their rivals for a payment of $1 plus the assumption of debt. DirecTV says that combined, they and Dish have lost 63% of their satellite customers since 2016. Their goal now is to lure back consumers who want smaller, tailored packages of content at a lower price point. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street numbers for today. Dow Industrials up 17 points after being down most of the day. S&P added 24. And on the tech side, the NASDAQ gained nearly 70 points. More details at srnnews.com.